stretching out what they're firing at as far as already goes. got something out of it.
Six,
Charlie. Marked. Before Roger. Marked.
Thank you. areas that I'm talking about is separated by a group of trees from the burn-off area there. Roger. I can't quite see all the LZ yet. Most southerly portion of the burnout area, most southern, southeastern portion of it, is it the green finger down to the southeast of that? Roger, I believe you're looking at the same thing. Roger, it's the green finger that's just to the southeast of the longer burned out area over there. Roger, it has a little bit of a round opening back to the southwest, about middle ways down. Roger, and then round opening will be where you'll be going in. That's 1-1, Roger. And a little more accurate on that landing heading will be about 0-5. Roger. I'll be going back around and heading outbound. Roger, I've got your side.
Well, I understand this will be a negative suppression. Affirmative. Roger. Okay, the most important thing I would say for you to remember when we're going in there and actually get down and covering that slick is to keep your eyes open and make sure that you know what's going on and make sure that if he gets shot at after the troops get out of the aircraft, you know where the troops went, okay? Now you don't, if you see tracers coming up from the left when he's on short final and you've got a clear field of fire to shoot over to the left, and I mean you could tell they're coming at him or at lead or, you know, at somebody, going and shoot them out here because we know there aren't any friendlies on the ground until the troops that are in the helicopter get on the ground, right? Okay.
Keller Control, Kenny 1-4.
Now remember that 40 millimeter, since we've got two of them, is going to have a pretty good bursting radius, so don't plan on shooting 10 feet to the left or the right of the slick, or you'll end up hurting some people.
Keller 6, Kenny 1-4.
That's all.
And it looks good. You're about 2200 up.
It also applies to the trees. If you shoot trees with a clear line of sight between the explosion and the people on the ground or the slick, you'll probably get them a shrapnel.
This is control.
Four, thank you.
You're about 1,000 meters out heading. Correct, you're about 1,500 up. You're about 1,000 up.
Inside up there, right?
Territory fog level.
Roger that. Now just keep your eye on him. He's fixing to drop behind the trees. Okay, now he's right over the trees in the LZ.
Alright.
And he won't be there long.
And get him as close to a tree line as you can down there, 1-1.
Roger. Okay, they went out the right door. Let's see where they're headed. Okay, they're headed straight
one, to the door. 1-1's going out straight ahead.
I got him, 3-4. 5-3-4 is breaking left. Always watch and see which way the troops head for the woods, just in case when he comes out he gets shot at. He may call fire coming from the area of the friendlies if they return fire on the people that shot at him. You got me? It'd be kind of confusing. Most of you slick pilots would be sharp enough to not to do that. In other words, fire coming from the area of the friendlies, negative suppression or something like that. No telling what they would physically say, but... At any rate, it's always possible.
Go ahead. Roger, negative fire quarters and some of the grass down there looked like it had been batted down some from somebody walking on it.
Killer control, can you inform me of your frequency for 1?
There's several trails down there.
You got 3-7 in sight.
Control 6.
He's up there at 1 o'clock low. Across the
4-2 from...
Oh, yeah, I've got him.
1.9. Down 0.9.
Lost him in the trees there, and I thought he had climbed up. I was looking above the horizon for him. I think everybody, quite a few people thought that was going to be a pretty hot area. I wouldn't be surprised if we end up pulling those people tonight.
There's several trails down there.
That's a firm. There's all kinds of stuff out here. One of those burned off LZs had quite a bit of rice straw in it that had been cut and stacked up out there in very neat rows. Obviously somebody's living out here and we hadn't called them yet, but maybe these guys will find them for us. They've had airstrikes on those LZs, by the way.
Shit, they could hide a damn division down here and you couldn't find them.
Boy, they could do better than that. They could put the whole NVA army out here in these woods and you couldn't find them. Boy, it's like that, ain't it?
Oh, they're putting them somewhere.
There was a cartoon in Playboy. It was two GIs were talking to each other. One was obviously new in country and the other one had been here a while, a bit combat hardened type guy. One says, sure, they're smaller, but that only means they can hide better. Makes sense.
Twice as many of them.
I have more than twice, I'm afraid.
No, I mean, you can hide twice as many of one of us.
Oh.
Some of us.
Dragon 3-7, Canvas Color 6, over.
3-7, say again.
This is Killer 6. How about holding off down to the south now and see if anything develops before we leave here?
3-7, Roger.
Liberty is as follows. From Chicago, Romeo 1.9, down 0.9. Be advised that Warlord 1-1 said that there were quite a few trails near Lima Zulu as he came out.
4-2. Okay, thank you very much.
Control 6.
Six, Blue Fox.
Your top cat, 4-2.
Blue Fox, monitor now.
3-9er, Cap Skeller 6.
3-9er, Roger, I monitor.
Top of that mountain.
1 will be heading down towards 4-1's location at this time. He was about 20 meters from the LZ when we flew over him the first time. He should be just about ready.
This is 1-1, Roger. I'm just about over the area at this time. I understand he's about 20 meters from the LZ. I'll put him in on.
He was supposed to move to the LZ, either to his south or the one to his west there.
Roger, I understand it was one of the bigger LZs. Roger.
top of those mountains would make a good 37 millimeter sight. I guess that's that boy, that morbid sense of humor that 3-5 was talking about this morning. I mean, they really would, though. You could cut out a little place in the trees and have an outstanding field of fire with only one little problem. A guy could come in low level and cream your butt. You just fly down below the depression of the gun and just shoot rockets up at you and kill you. Besides, who would want to carry a 37 up that hill? That's too much work. You don't talk much, do you?
Negative.
Boy.
There's some craters down there at 9 o'clock.
That means something blew up down there, doesn't it?
That makes sense.
That's a 52 strike. Well, I'm gonna have to get Tom Martin's formula for his engine there. He can pull off and leave me flying straight and level real easy. I can pull quite a bit of power to stay up with him. Maybe all the drag of those pods hanging out there. What do we call it? Superstock 684. Okay, this will be the same as inserting the troops, except the troops are in the trees before you get there, and you may not be able to know exactly where they are, so you have to be real careful. And once they get in the chopper, you can assume that in the immediate area of the LZ, there aren't any friendlies. So anything down there is yours.
416, I got violent smoke.
41, roger that.
Okay, now we're looking for purple smoke.
There's smoke, sir. Come up, 911.
Dragon 37, turn left about 10 degrees. The friendlies will be in the general area of the smoke, so this will tell you where they are. Don't shoot, I'd say 40 meters, 50 meters from the smoke, regardless of where they call fire from. 1-1 Dragon 37, turn right 10 degrees, you're about 1,000 meters out.
Six, you're about 1,000 meters out. 1, roger that. Could you give me the direction on?